Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 28.
I think that's it.
You know, one of these times we're going to have to actually check before we start recording.
I'm pretty damn sure it's 28. If
it
not,
is 28.
It's 28 to the second power or 27
you know,
to the second
not,
power.
I'll fix it when before I publish.
Yeah,
it's
there
fine.
We go.
It's totally fine. Welcome, everyone. This is Jether's Random Stuff, in case you didn't know where you were and what you were listening to. We are in our second bottle of wine.
Yes, we've been doing some fancy-ass wines tonight.
Yes, we are. We are drinking fancy wines from Stamilt. It's their Ascent line.
Isn't that a shocker? It's from Stamilt.
I know, right? Like, every wine he drinks from there.
All the good
wines. So we started with the Merlot. And now we're on to a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Oh, yum.
It's so delicious.
The Merlot we started off with.
Yes.
was so good.
We're drinking the fancy, expensive wine tonight in honor of Heather's grandma.
Yes.
Who passed away, sadly, last week.
She did. And she was like my main rock. And
she was
so incredible.
She was an incredible woman, and Heather misses her terribly. So we're drinking fancy ass wine for that classy lady that we miss.
She would love to hear us call her classy.
So let's cheers
to
Grandma Nelson.
Grandma Nelson.
Yay.
Love you. Love you so much, mm-hmm. Grandma.
So today we have a couple things that we're going to do.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I know that last week we were hashtag topicless.
I think it turned out okay.
I think it was fine.
I mean, when we have topics, we don't always stick to our damn topics.
We don't, you know?
This happens when you drink wine and talk.
And talk about shit.
Yeah.
So today we're going to start out doing a summer bucket list.
Yes, and I'm very excited for the summer bucket list.
So I have a mini scrapbook I made for this summer to put all of our summer adventures in. And we're going to start out the first page with the bucket list.
So we can cross things off.
Yep.
And then try to hold ourselves accountable.
Yeah. So it should actually be stuff where we might probably do.
Yes. They're achievable.
They're achievable. We could maybe have a couple far-fetched ones, but mostly achievable goals.
So probably not say we're going to tour around the world in a hot air balloon.
Probably that, because that's probably not going to happen.
People have done that.
So that's like, that's like at the bottom of my list of things I want to do.
I don't really want to do that because it sounds dangerous and not that fun. Because I'd
boring.
Probably, my air balloon would probably go down in the middle of a pirate infestation or
boring.
Something.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It sounds boring.
It does.
So bucket list.
Bucket list.
What do we want to do this summer for shizzle?
Okay, let's think here. I know you get to do a road trip.
Yes, so I'm going to write down road trip.
I was supposed to go possibly with her because her husband is not able to go, but they chose a month where my work blacked out any vacation time.
Yeah, so road trip for me and the little Meganizer.
Megan, our amazing assistant that's not with us still.
She's here, but she's not in here.
She's in the facility.
She is in the building.
Yes. She's not in this room.
So that's another bucket thing for me, is to take her to her favorite summer camp.
I love that one. That can be for both of us.
That could be for both.
I know Jeff and you usually go to that, but if he can't, I could go to it.
Yeah.
And that'd be fun.
So, taking Megan to her Satori camp is on my list. I'm going to write that down. Okay.
I think something that we already have in the works is a Leavenworth trip.
Leavenworth trip,
which
yes.
I know we're going to actually achieve that one.
Because someone else made the arrangements.
Yes.
So, I'm going to write that one down.
Okay, I'm going to throw one out.
Okay.
I would like us to rent, because I already figured out that it could be very inexpensive if it's split, a pontoon boat.
Where do you rent a pontoon boat?
Up in Chelan.
Really?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay.
It's like for a full day, we're looking at around $300 to $400 for the full day.
Rent?
It sounds like a lot, but if we had multiple people come in there, and I might be over...
How many people fit into that at once?
15 to 20.
Shit. Okay. Rent a pontoon boat. I wrote it on the list.
Thank you. Because I think that's like a party boat.
Do you know what else we should do?
What?
We should all go to Stehekin.
I would love to do that.
I've never been there.
I've been there once, and it wasn't a great memory. I mean, it's a... I'm not going to say it wasn't a great memory, but do you remember the shipwrecked?
You told me about it.
That was on our way to Stehekin. Yeah. We were supposed to camp there, and we couldn't.
Yeah, that's a bad memory.
I know.
So we need to replace it with a good one.
They have some really good hotel, like they a good do. Motel
they
there.
They have the ranch up there, so.
We should go, we should get, like, we could do the Lady of the Lake.
Yes, yes, yes.
And get there, and then stay the night, and then go and come back.
Yeah, that's easy.
That's an easy, easy bucket Super. List.
And my Aunt Kathy's niece is going to be working up there. So we could take her, like, a little care package.
That would be so cute.
Wouldn't that be so cute?
Yes.
It's like her first job.
Ooh. Bucket list also with Megan's camp is that we send her this amazing care package that I've been saving stuff for.
That's, oh, are you already?
I have the Pringle containers.
Okay.
We just have to buy the paper to wrap around them and the cookies to put in them. But I didn't think we wanted to buy the cookies this early.
I was going to make the cookies.
Oh, see, there's a difference between us. Yes, making cookies would be nice.
You are going to help me.
I will help you make the cookies. And then we were going to do the little jars with the candy with the money in there. Like fill it up with M&Ms and hide money in there. Probably tens and 20s.
Yeah.
They were saying $1 bills, that don't go very far.
No, it doesn't.
So I'm thinking 5s, 10s, and 20s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep, that would be a good one. We have to make that.
Let's see what I have to. One of my bucket list items always every year is to swim in the lake. And I'm talking about Lake Chelan in case anybody doesn't know what lake I'm talking about.
I do like to go to Lake Chelan a lot. Mm-hmm. So would it be a fair compromise for me to take pictures of you swimming in the lake while I sit on the beach with a bucket of fries from the special place?
Yes. Do you like that? Also is a bucket list item is bucket of fries.
From what was it, Lakeview?
From the Lakeview.
Lakeview, yes.
They're already open, I've heard.
Because they should have been open.
Bucket of fries. I'm writing that down. Okay.
Wine tasting.
Wine tasting.
In Leavenworth and Chelan. In Cashmere. We'll just say Chelan County.
I'm just going to put Chelan, Leavenworth,
Cashmere.
And Cashmere under wine tasting. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do we want to do any excursions over the mountains? Like, do we want to go to the zoo?
I do want to go to the zoo. That's usually on my list.
I love the zoo.
Go to the zoo.
Now, are we talking Woodland Park or are we talking Point Defiance?
Point Defiance.
Ooh, really? Now, tell me about that. Tell me why that's your preference.
I prefer Point Defiance because they also have an aquarium. And they have the shark thing.
The shark
tunnel thing.
Can we make a compromise that we go to both zoos?
We could go to both.
Because I like Woodland Park.
The only reason I would prefer Woodland Park over Point Defiance is because Point Defiance doesn't have giraffes. And I love giraffes.
she just said my reason. I like my giraffes too.
And Woodland Park has giraffes.
And does Point Defiance have elephants? Because I don't think they have elephants either. Ooh. Actually, I'm not sure Woodland Park has elephants anymore.
One of them has elephants. Well,
because I thought I saw something on Facebook not too long ago that they had given one of their elephants to Oregon, but maybe they have more elephants.
Okay, I haven't been in a couple years.
Me neither.
The last zoo, Megan and I went to the Oregon Zoo, and they did have elephants.
But I think they got one of those from us.
Okay, maybe they don't have elephants.
We'll have to look at this before we decide if we're going to both zoos.
But I love the giraffes.
Yes. And we should do something fun for the guys and maybe go to the Museum of Flight or something like that.
Yeah, or the, you know what I need to put on here for my husband?
What?
Tank Fest.
Where is Tank Fest?
It's at, it's over there.
Yeah, I know it's over there.
Payne Field.
Oh, I know. I very much know where the area is.
Okay.
But what's the time frame of it?
It's on Memorial Day.
Wait, that's coming up.
It's coming up.
That's this month.
It's this month.
Yeah, it's May fucking the 7th.
May 27th.
No, I'm saying today's date.
Today's the 7th.
Yes.
Yes. Tank Fest is on May 27th.
That's 20 days.
It is. It's Memorial Weekend. Tank Fest. I'm writing it down for my husband.
You know, I don't think we have any plans for that weekend.
I think he took that weekend off, too. So, we could totally go to Tank Fest.
Would that be a fun group outing, or would it be better for just you and Jeff?
It's a kind of a group, maybe.
I think it'd be fun to go to Tankfest.
Actually, I had a lot of fun the last time we went, and I wasn't expecting to have any fun at all. But they actually do, like, you get to look at the tanks,
yes.
But then they actually drive them around, and they were shooting off the big guns now, and stuff.
If I get real flirty, can I drive the tank?
No.
No. What if I get super flirty?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
What if I do some bribage with money?
If you pay about $600, they'll let you ride in one of the planes. That's about as close.
That's not a tank.
But it's a World War II plane.
Yeah.
But that costs quite a bit.
I'm not willing to spend $600 for a plane ride.
So you're just going to have to sit.
Because you already know how I feel about planes.
And you're going to have to watch the tanks.
I like the tanks. I like the watch.
They fired off the tanks. They fired off the anti-aircraft missile.
Can I buy my own little tank for my hand?
Probably.
Do they have that available?
They have a gift shop.
Okay, I'll be happy with that.
Okay.
I would like to have my own little tank.
Okay.
It'd be cool to have a remote control tank that I could buy Jeff for Christmas.
Yes.
Because he played with that shit.
He loves that shit.
I know. Because I got him that little tiny one.
Uh-huh.
That did that.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't a remote control.
Yeah.
I think it was a pullback and it just went.
He used to have a tank. You can't see my hands, but I'm holding it in my hands right now.
It's about 2.5 feet.
2.5 to 3 feet. It was a humongous remote control tank. Yeah.
What happened to that?
Where the fuck do you put that in your house?
In your huge ass bedroom that's like 2 or 3 rooms. You could literally make this room we're in right now 3 rooms.
No.
3 small rooms. There's some bedrooms that are pretty small.
It's just, yeah, anywho.
At least 2.
And we had a ginormous remote control tank.
Well, there's room for it.
What else is on the bucket list? You know what?
Wenatchee Food and Wine Festival.
Oh.
That's in August.
Oh, perfect.
I know. I come up with some good ones. Wait, are all mine around alcohol?
Yes.
Oh. Well, that's good to know.
Should we, go camping or something?
Where are we camping? I found a screen tent in my garage.
Really?
Yeah. And I found 4 sleeping bags.
4?
4. Well, 2 are my brother's.
Hey, they're yours now.
They're mine. I decided to keep those.
He's not coming back.
We found 2 camp stoves.
Wow.
The only issue I'm having here is I don't have a tent to sleep in because I don't think I want to sleep in the screen tent. I don't think my neighbors want me to sleep in the screen tent.
We had a tent. I don't know if we still have it.
I don't think tents are very expensive.
So we don't usually tent camp anymore, though.
I'm not a big tent camper.
So we have a membership to KOA.
There you go.
And so what we do is get a sleeping cabin.
Well, we can set up the screen tent outside for that.
Yeah. So basically, it's just a bare bones cabin. There's no bathroom.
So you're still hiking up to the community bathroom?
So you're still, yeah. Basically, you just don't have to pitch your tent.
Basically, you don't have to worry about an animal getting into your tent because you only have vinyl.
And they usually have heat in there.
Oh, heat's nice.
So,
Let's do that.
So, we could go camping.
Camping would be fun.
I'm gonna put camping down here.
I had another idea, but it just escaped.
Did it go away already?
It'll come back. It always comes back.
Okay, camping. Do we want to go on a hike?
I mean, I'm not opposed to the hikes as long as there's no snakes, no ticks, no bugs.
What? You like bugs.
Just spiders. I mean, everyone thinks I love bugs, but I only like spiders.
I think we should hike up to Hidden Lake.
Where's that?
It's up.
It's hidden, obviously.
Lake Wenatchee. From the
like plain?
From, no.
No.
Farther. So it's like where campfire camp is, Camp Zanika. From the parking lot up to Hidden Lake, it's only like a half a mile.
It's
not that far.
Take a cute little picnic.
Yes.
With some wine.
Yes.
Bring some music.
Yes.
And then if Patron has his tick and flea medication on him, he can go. If not, dude, you stay home.
And the lake is small, but it's really clear.
That's fun.
And clean. Last time I swam across the lake, you probably won't want to do that with me.
I can swim, Kobe.
I know, but you don't like it.
I mean, I can swim, and there's a good, I mean, we'll just see. Because my love for you is so huge that there's a chance. We can
swim across the lake and look for Sasquatches. That's fun.
I do would love to see a Bigfoot and make friends with him.
Yeah.
Because I would make friends with him.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fun. All right. Anything else for the bucket list?
Well, yeah, there's a shit ton of shit. I was just in my brain thinking. But all
we have to have a barbecue.
Barbecue. Bonfires, too.
Barbecue. I'm writing that down.
Yeah. Times like 10. Because we have to do that like a lot.
Times 10. I'm writing that down. We have to have 10 barbecues. It doesn't have to be at our houses.
No. It could be anywhere.
It could be at anyone's house, Robin. And we'll
cross it off. Yeah. Aaron. Robin.
The Tara. It could be at anyone's house.
If you're listening, Tara, you can host our barbecue.
Yeah, we have to have 10 of them this summer. 10.
10 barbecues.
We need to start now.
Like, there should be one coming up in the next couple weeks, yeah. You guys. Golfing.
Oh, shit. Golfing.
Yes, because we're phenomenal at that. We're like golf pros here.
Golfing.
Our good friend Erin golfs a lot, and she sounds very professional.
What about, I know you're not going to like it.
Okay, well, just say it out. Just
at all.
Well, why are we saying it? You're not going to like it. Okay, well, like, try me out. See if I'm going to. Wait. Let me clear my brain.
Are you in the zen? Are you zen?
I'm so open-minded right now.
Are you? Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Give it to me.
Just going to throw it out there.
Okay.
Slide waters.
Fuck. What the fuck? I'll do it.
Will you?
Yes.
I'm writing it down.
I'll do it.
Okay.
I usually do slide waters at least once a year. And I'll be a good sport about it.
Will you go down the slides?
I'll go down some of them.
Will you go down first and catch me?
Yeah, I'll catch you. I'll do that. I'll catch you. As long as you don't, like, make me dunk.
I won't make you dunk.
Yeah, that's fine. That's my whole goal is not to have my head wet the entire day.
We'll go on the lazy river.
I love the lazy river.
Hey, see?
I'm okay with the wet thing. It's necking up, no wet.
Okay.
No wet.
What about Silverwood?
I would love to do Silverwood. Not so much the water park, but I would do the water park if we can plan ahead and rent a cabana.
Oh, yeah.
And I can stay in the cabana. Can I have alcohol in the cabana?
I don't know if you could rent them or if you have to get there early and run in and claim
Pretty one. Damn sure you rent them.
Really?
Because I looked into it.
Really?
Yeah.
I would rent one.
I would rent it too.
Totally.
Now, the only thing I'm not sure of, if I can have alcohol in the cabana.
Heather, you don't tell them that you have the alcohol.
I know. I bring the growler in.
We know how to get around that.
Let's go. That's another thing on bucket list. Let's go on. Go to two movies.
Two movies.
Two movies minimum.
Two movies.
How many picnics should we do?
At least two.
Two picnics.
Two movies. Two picnics.
Zero fires.
Zero
wildfires this year.
No fires.
God fucking damn. I'm so sick of those damn things.
The bucket list is pretty long now.
We're not even done.
So, what else is there?
Well, I had like three ideas that popped in my head, but then we were talking about other shit, and then it just left. And they were damn good.
And they're gone. What?
You're not going to love this one.
Oh, shit. What?
But you're not going to hate it. It's just, I've never actually got to see Portland.
You want to go to Portland?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Because it's close. It's easy, accessible for the weekend. We could look into things to do in Portland for that weekend.
If we go to Portland, we're hiking down to the Witch's Castle.
Fine!
We're going to the Piddock Mansion.
Fine!
And there's one other thing I can't think of right now.
Do you see you just filled up a whole day of our Portland That's weekend?
That's like several days.
We're only going to be there for two.
Several days.
Okay, well, you're going to have to pick some of that for some of it. Because, what now?
Do you know what they have in Portland that my husband wants to go to more than life itself?
Voodoo Donuts?
No.
Oh, okay, what is it?
Topgolf.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's do Topgolf.
Do you know what Topgolf is?
Is that the indoor golf thing where, it's, indoor where you, it's all...
Where you hit the balls and it keeps your score.
Yes. So I think there might be a Topgolf or something like that in the Seattle area.
Nope.
Well, because Thor went to something like that.
So the Topgolf... For his birthday. Listen, Linda.
I'm listening.
The Topgolf that's in Seattle is a simulated golf.
Yes. The one in Seattle was.
It's simulated.
Yes,
the one in Oregon is a real range.
Oh.
The one in Seattle, you hit it into a screen.
Yes, you do.
And it simulates it. The one in Oregon is a real live range. Now, they are building a real live range one in Seattle, but it's not done.
So wait, how does that work? So you don't have to go in your golf cart and travel all around. No.
You're like up on a platform.
Yes.
And you hit the ball, and all the balls have little trackers in them. So it knows, like you try to hit it towards like a, it's almost like a skee ball.
Yeah.
You hit it into a certain target, and it keeps a score.
So are you trying to get, so you're not obviously going for a pin.
No.
You're just going for a certain range every
time.
So
yeah, so you try to hit it to a certain area, and you get a certain score.
And then you get points for that score.
You get points.
And then you might be able to get like a sticker or something at the end.
And then, well, then when everybody's playing, like you have just six people playing at one time in the same like cubicle thing.
Uh huh.
And while they're playing, you order drinks and food.
Oh.
And they bring it to you.
That's kind of amazing.
It looks super fun.
Okay, Topgolf is on there.
Topgolf
with Portland trip.
In the Portland trip.
Okay. Which that's going to be a combo trip with the husbands. I take it.
Yes.
Okay.
Golfing, hiking. Whatever.
I've almost spilled this wine so many times. Well, I did spill it the one time on Kobe's really cozy blanket.
It's okay.
I try to suck it off of the blanket.
You know what? I don't mind wine on my blanket long as it's not cat pee.
It's not cat pee.
So, yeah.
It's literally really expensive ascent wine. Oh, right. We got some good things on here. I can't remember everything I was thinking.
The bucket list is... Look at the bucket list. It's full.
We have to cross every damn thing off
that's
of that
a lot
list.
Of shit.
You guys, that's a lot. Okay.
So, I will take a picture of the summer book and the bucket list to post it.
Okay. I love it.
This is the summer book. Okay.
I like that a lot.
That's the bucket list.
So... Not on the bucket list. Patron starts his class tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Obedience.
Obedience school. Mm-hmm. Which we tried to get Patron to lay down last week, which I think we talked about on this thing.
Yeah, because it was hilarious.
It was very fun. We should have videotaped it. And now this week, Kobe backed me up. He lay down now.
He did without Heather holding a treat.
Or Kobe ripping the legs out from underneath of him and forcing him down.
And laying on him and making him lay down.
I'm like, why the fuck do I need this obedience class now? My dog sits and lays down now.
He needs to heal.
He needs to heal and stay.
Yeah, and stay.
And maybe come. Maybe not pull on the leash and maybe not bark his ass off every time.
He just about ripped into the fucking pizza delivery guy.
Poor pizza delivery guy. We had to get Megan some pizza tonight because Kobe and I decided to eat black Chipotle
vegan,
burgers.
Vegan black bean burgers.
They were delicious.
They were so good, but the rest of my family's not having that. So,
you know what? I bet you if they would have tried it, they would have actually liked it.
It's so good.
It tastes better than a regular beef patty.
Yeah.
There's a lot more flavor to it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What the hell is wrong with everybody? Give it a chance, you guys. God. Vegan's not bad.
Stupid carnivores.
Damn carnivores. Our husbands are the biggest carnivores there are, though.
Yeah, they are.
And our daughter. Like
she's
how I said that.
She's a huge carnivore. Yes, our daughter is a huge carnivore.
She is.
All right. Oh, wow. So I have a new segment to introduce.
She does, and I'm very excited for the segment. I don't have much to do with it, but I'm going to listen and be and commentate.
So our new segment every week is going to be called, I haven't thought of a good name yet.
What is it? Is it like odd news?
Weird and obscure news items.
It's pretty much what it is.
But we
fucked up news?
Fucked up news.
That's our segment.
High
fucked up news.
Fucked up news. That's the new segment for our podcast.
And so next with Kobe is fucked up news.
today's fucked up news item comes out of Texas. Imagine shocker. That.
Shocker, it'd be in Texas.
I saw the headline and I had to read the story.
Now, I only know a little tidbit of this, so I can't wait to hear this story. Because she didn't want me to know until this, because she wanted me to be my amazing impromptu commentary.
I want it to be a surprise.
Yes, I'm excited. Let's hear this. Yes.
So I got all this information off of nbcnews.com/uncommon news or something like that. Weird news.
/ fucked up news.
Fucked up news.
Here we go.
So there was a Texas man who has just pleaded guilty to stealing more than $1.2 million in fajitas.
What?
Fajitas.
Fajitas? $1.2 million in fajitas?
Of fajitas.
That's some grade A steak fajitas, I'm assuming.
Yes.
So. Wait, that is so odd.
I know, right?
Wait, that is
and so
up.
Now I kind of got the story because we both love fajitas.
We do. Like, literally on our girls' night, love we fajitas. Order and we share a fajita
we
plate.
Do. We share the fajitas.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So, this guy's name is Gilberto Escamilla.
So, that sounds at the Hispanic race.
Yes.
Which would be a fajita lover.
Fajita lover. He was 53.
Obviously.
He was employed at a juvenile detention center in San Benito, Texas.
Doesn't sound like he has access to fajitas there.
Well, he had been placing orders for fajitas using the county funds, but then he was selling them and keeping the money from the sales.
Oh, that's scandalous.
Yeah, so that's what he was doing.
That's a fajita scandal.
So, it kind of came to light after, in August, I believe this was 2008, around there. A delivery driver from this food service phoned the detention center where he worked to give the kitchen employee a heads up that they were delivering 800 pounds of fajitas. And then the employees were like, what?
800 pounds.
That's really weird. Because the minors in their juvenile detention facility didn't get fajitas. That wasn't a menu item.
They're probably getting bread and water. Or they're ordering the fajitas in.
They've never served that. So that's when they kind of thought, well, why would you deliver these fajitas? So anyways, that's how he got caught. He started out small and just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So, he finally pleaded guilty and he was sentenced to 50 years in prison.
Wait, for a fajita heist?
For fajitas. Because if you steal more than $200,000 worth of goods, Texas law considers the crime to be a first degree felony. And you can be sentenced up to 99 years in prison for that.
50 years seems a bit steep for a fajita heist.
He has to spend 50 years in prison. He has to pay back the $1.2 million worth
Wait,
of fajitas.
How the hell can he do that if he's in prison?
Plus a fine of $10,000.
He's not going to be able to pay that off. He's in prison.
Yeah.
And it's sad I feel bad for the fajita heister.
Hey, you know what? I love a good fajita.
I do too. And obviously he did too. And he knew how to make a buck off of it.
So, I mean, I wonder if they were good fajitas.
I hope they were good fajitas.
I hope so. Well, he actually gets punished even more just because he was a county employee. He was acting as a public servant. So you get fined heavier because you're supposed to be, I don't know, better if you're serving the public.
You're supposed to know better, I guess. But they don't get paid worth shit.
Well, they do if they're selling fajitas.
Obviously. That's all under the table.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the fajita heister. 50 years seems a bit steep.
50 years for steep. Well, that's a $1.2
million
of fajitas.
But there's people that murder people that only get 10 years.
I know.
Now, you steal fajitas, you get 50 years. So, I mean, what's going on with that shit?
Hey, you know what? You know what? I don't know.
Wow. I'm sorry, fajita heister.
I'm sorry, fajita heister, but...
Apparently, you would have been better off killing a millionaire. Because you would have probably got out in 10 to 12 years.
Well, I wonder how much money he had, though. So, if he stole 1.2 million worth of fajita, but he sold them for more than that.
You would think he sold them for more than that to make a profit. You would
have a bunch of money. I don't. So
Did the government take the money from him?
Well, I don't know if he still had any of it. Maybe he spent it all. It doesn't say.
It does not. We're just guessing at this point about the fajita heister.
I never would have thought fajitas was something that you can make, like, steal and make money off of.
I mean, it's a backup plan, Kobe.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so I have a little story.
Oh, I want to hear it.
When I was in Cabo in December.
Oh, yes. Without me. Without me.
It was without him.
Okay. I'm just going to make that clear.
We were sitting on the beach in our lounge chairs, and they have a whole bunch of people selling items that walk up and down the beach.
I got some of those items.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
They sell shirts. They sell jewelry. Sweatshirts. They sell pottery.
Yeah.
They sell everything you can think of. They go up and down the beach.
Legal trying, and probably illegal, I'm assuming.
Yeah, trying to get you to buy anything and everything. So my friend and I were sitting there and we're watching the vendors up and going up and down. And this one vendor comes out with a big backpack.
Ooh.
And it's hot there. It's really hot.
In December.
And this isn't December. It's hot. It's humid. And so this one vendor comes out with the backpack. He comes out right in front of us, stops, sets the backpack down in the sand, unzips it, and then pulls out a handful of shrimp skewers out of his backpack.
Wait. The skewers with the shrimp on it?
Yeah.
Out of the backpack?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me right now?
And so my friend that I'm sitting with says, hey, did he just pull a bunch of shrimp out of a dirty backpack?
It's exactly what I was thinking, is a dirty backpack.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. That's what he did. And then he tries to sell us the shrimp. Like, fuck no.
Did anybody ask him? So you're trying to sell me the shrimp out of that dirty ass backpack? I saw you
pull that shrimp out of that dirty backpack, and now you're trying to sell it to me because I'm going to eat that shit.
So, like, we're talking a dirty ass backpack, not like what I own, which is a backpack cooler.
No. Just a regular black dirty backpack.
And they weren't wrapped. They would just pull them out of the backpack. They
were not wrapped in plastic, nothing. He just pulled
them. So there's like lint and all over the shit, all over the shrimp that he's picking off of there right in front of the people.
Yep.
Holy shit. Sorry, Janie.
And what's sad is that we're like, no thank you, right? No.
Did he keep pushing the damn shrimp?
He keeps walking and people are buying the shrimp. And I'm like, it came out of a dirty backpack.
If I knew enough Spanish and I was that vindictive of the day, I'd follow his ass around like, don't buy it. It came from you see a backpack on his back? He just got it out of there. But I don't know. I know nothing like that in Spanish. All I can say is no llores.
Which is?
No crying.
Shut up. There's no crying.
I don't know the shut up word. I just said no llores. And respira por la nariz.
Well, then it made me suspicious of everyone else carrying around food. Because I'm like, did that come out of a dirty backpack?
A lot of it probably did. But you gotta think some of them probably do it legit. I don't know.
And people buy it, so, you know.
Were they dropping dead on the beach?
No. So it's probably fine, but
yeah, good for them.
Those brave ass souls. It was just odd.
Eating their shrimp skewers.
From the backpack, yeah.
I do like a good skewer with some chicken and pineapple. A little bit of, I know you don't like mushrooms, a little mushroom and some other peppers.
Yeah.
Yum.
We could have that at one of the barbecues we're going to have this summer.
Maybe I'll host that barbecue.
There you go.
I'm pretty lazy when it comes to that. I'll just buy the skewers already made at the grocery store.
You can buy already made skewers?
Oh, fuck yeah.
What?
Go to
where?
Fred Meyer. Go to their meat department.
Yeah.
And the skewers are already set up. You can get beef. You can get chicken. I don't know if you can get pork, but you probably can. I've seen them at... I don't think I've ever seen them at the Safeway in East Wenatchee, but the other Safeway I have seen them at.
Really?
Hell yeah. I have skewer sticks, so if we ever want to do it, we can do it.
I'm just like...
It seems like a lot of work for not that much food on a stick.
Well, I'm just like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it my fucking self. You know what?
That's Kobe's way. My way. Easy as possible.
I'm doing it myself. I'm doing it my way. No, nobody's doing it for me. I'm doing it myself. Heather's like, I'm going to buy that shit.
I do. I mean, look at Megan's party.
I know.
Bought the cake, bought the cookies. Offer to buy pommes frites. But we chose not to.
Wait, yeah, I forgot that.
Oh,
day.
And then we bought wine.
Then we bought wine.
Not for the kids.
Almost the same wine we're drinking tonight.
Well, it was a special occasion.
Yeah.
It was the 16th.
Yeah.
Your dad bought a bottle too that day.
He did. He brought it home. I don't know if he drank it yet.
Oh, there we go. Because Thor was asking, did we drink that wine too that night? I was like, I remember.
I don't fucking know.
I know we drank that one, and then you and dad went to Jones and bought us another one to drink. That's all I remember. That was a good party.
It was a good party.
For a sweet 16.
All of her friends came, and we had a little photo booth.
I love that photo booth.
We should post a picture of us in the photo booth.
I don't have any. I only have pictures of Jeff and Dad.
I have pictures.
Okay.
Megan, write that down. She's not in here.
Megan, write the pictures down for our photo booth.
Megan! I'm waiting.
There is absolutely nobody coming.
No one's coming to our rescue. Absolutely no one.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm making a reminder.
No. No. Is there wine still in there?
Yeah, I'm going to take that off. Oh. Because I need more wine.
We're out of wine.
There's more wine in there, so we got to take that little thing I just shoved in there.
What is this for?
The picture of the photo booth.
Photo booth. Now, earlier on this podcast, we said another picture. What was it? Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know. I have no clue what you're talking about right now.
We suck ass.
We're going to have to listen to this. God damn. I did get the picture up of Captain after I saw, I heard our podcast. By the way, I did not mean to mention my grandma like that, but in that podcast, I didn't know she was going to die in 4 hours.
Heather.
I cherish all the stuff she gave me.
We suck.
We do. How the hell did that happen? I heard that and I was like, what the hell? Why did I say that?
I know.
And then it's sad. literally died 4 hours later.
Hi, baby. Hi.
Oh, well. Rest in peace, Grandma. Don't worry. I didn't goodwill your stuff. I have it.
She still has it. She'll cherish it forever. It's not going anywhere.
It's not. Well, yeah. It's not going anywhere. If the very least, it might go in a box.
As long as the cats don't pee on it, it's good. You can get some plastic totes.
They're pretty far up. Most of that stuff's pretty far up on shelf. You got a Patron.
I do. He's like my little buddy. Look at him.
There's my dog. Mwah. He's so cute.
Patron, go get Megan. No, don't lick me in the face. Go get Megan.
Patron, that's not what we want. Go get Megan. Go get her. Go get it, Megan. It's that way. Wait.
He's like,
Wait, that's the wrong way. Know. Wait. Okay, do your job.
All right.
Okay, so we have two pictures. I already forgot the second one that I had the thing in for.
This is for the
Dodo. Oh God, no!
Where's Megan?
I don't know where Megan's at. God. She's here.
We can't do anything by ourselves.
We bought our fucking pizza tonight.
Call.
This is the things we get. There's no writing down. You guys, we're not...
Photo booth!
Oh! Yes! Pictures of us at the photo booth. Okay. Where's that notepad?
Oh, shit. I have it right here.
A different... Okay, write it... Photo booth.
Oh, here. I'm writing it down right now. Wait. Photo booth.
What was the first one?
I don't know. That was so long ago.
It really was. Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
Wasn't a bucket list.
Bucket. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, we said golfing on the bucket list, right?
Yes. We did.
With our golf pro balls.
They're balls.
Kobe and I have pink balls. They say golf pro.
Because we're pro balls.
We are pro balls, damn it. We never lose a ball on the golf course.
What?
I never lose a ball on the golf course.
What are you smoking crack? We lose a ball every fucking time.
Are you fucking kidding me? I make Thor jump that fence and go get ball.
Remember the one in the grass and we never found it?
Oh, god damn it.
See? Uh-huh.
You know how upset I get about that.
I know.
I don't want to lose a ball.
It's so funny. It's always like, oh, shit. Thor. Can you climb over that fence? Thor.
He does.
Can you wade into that pond over there?
He does.
Thor. Can you go do that? And he always just does it.
And everyone says I wear the pants in the family.
But you can see he doesn't say anything, but he hangs his head a little bit.
He does hang his head.
And he's just kind of like, okay.
But he still does it.
Yeah, he does. Because you know what?
Why?
If you and I were to try to do it,
yes,
we would hurt ourselves so bad.
And he already knows that.
We'd hurt ourselves so bad.
And he climbs the fence so effortlessly.
We'd be like one leg up, like I can't get over.
I actually see us doing the getting over and then getting caught on the shirt and hanging there.
Yeah.
Not be able to get down.
And then we'd be like, Thor, I'm stuck.
And then Thor would have to do it. You know something we didn't put on our bucket list is we should go see a movie this week. You're going to see a movie with me.
Okay.
Can you hear how excited Kobe is to see a movie with me? She's done it twice. I'm horrible.
Okay, now listen, Linda.
I'm listening.
I've known you for how many years?
Very long time. 6 years, I think, now.
6 years. How many times have we been to the movies together?
Just twice.
Twice. All of our listeners, do you know why that is?
I suck at movies.
Heather cannot shut the fuck up. Ever.
No. Now, Kobe.
Yes.
Did I explain this to you before we went to our first movie?
Yes, you did.
When you asked me to go to the movie with you, did I not tell you you don't want to see a movie with me?
You did.
And you said, oh, it can't be that bad.
And you know what? You tried to be good.
I did try. The second time, I just let it loose.
The second time, you didn't feel good.
No. And you were drunk.
I was drunk, so I didn't give a shit.
No, she didn't care. But apparently the first one was good enough that she has chosen not to invite me to another movie. Like, we literally will go see the same movie on the same day and not see it together.
Like, let me just put this in perspective for everyone. All right? Earlier this year in January, Heather and I went to The Lodge.
Yes.
Which you know, loyal listeners know what that is.
Yes.
Our last day at The Lodge, we got facials. So we go to the spa. And the facials, we're each getting one, and we're in separate rooms. Mm. Separate.
Yes.
We've never had facials
before. God damn it, I know where you're going now.
Never had facials before. So when you have a facial, in case anyone hasn't had one, you lay down on the table. They, like, get the steam on your face, and it's dark, and they have the relaxing, like, zen music, and it's just
Wait, there was chill. Music?
There's music, Heather.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's just chill. And so you basically lay there quiet and still while they rub all this different kind of shit on
That's
your face
Kobe's
and you just
room.
Like relax.
Not my room.
So I'm in my room, quiet, enjoying this relaxation facial massage, and in the next room, right next to me, I can hear Heather. And at one point, me and my facial massage person.
Yes.
As I don't know what they're called.
I don't know if they are. I think they're therapists. Facial therapists?
Facial massage therapist.
I like
person.
That. I like that. That sounds nice.
We stopped because we could both hear Heather in the next room. Well, she's getting her facial. You're not even supposed to move your face.
I can do that when I'm getting my teeth done.
And we both just start laughing because I said, yeah, I said, she doesn't stop talking. I can't take her to the movies. And she started laughing. Just like.
Wait, this is the same pair that thought we were a lesbian couple.
I know. Yeah, I know at that point they thought we still were like a couple, right?
I think, well, yeah. It wasn't until I think towards the end when we talked about our husbands.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, oh, wait, you guys. Oh, they're like, what? You're not a couple?
But yeah, she's. I'm like, I can't take her anywhere because I, even to the movies, because she won't ever stop talking.
Nope.
And you could hear her in the other.
Wait, my facial person was doing the same thing back. Whole time.
Well, and I was quiet the whole time. I just laid there and enjoyed it. I didn't say a fucking word. Except when I was like, oh yeah, I can't take her anywhere. And then,
and then my person knew my whole life story when I left. Because we were like, yeah. I was like,
and then
well,
we got a picture with them.
We did. We were
like, let's get a selfie.
We should post that picture.
God damn it, Heather.
It's three now.
I don't know.
Wait, we can write it on the paper.
So the reason we don't post pictures till Saturday is because I have to listen to this on Friday.
Yep, me too.
And I don't remember what we said till the next day.
Like, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, crap.
And there's sometimes we can't find the picture.
Yeah, and so, yeah.
Because obviously it's not on either one of our phones. Someone else took the damn picture.
Yeah, yeah. So we have to find it, but.
But we'll get it, guys. We'll get it. I did finish my wine.
You did. You suck that down, man.
Because it's fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, we're drinking that on Thursday. I'm cooking on Thursday.
Cooking.
Really cooking.
Yeah.
I'm defrosting chicken breast tonight. Uh-huh. And then I'm going to start the marinade tomorrow morning.
Nice.
I'm really excited for this. I'm cooking for my bestie.
Uh-huh. That's me.
That's her. That's Kobe.
That's me.
And Aaron that you guys have heard about. Who's our loyal listener? And then what am I cooking for Megan?
Pizza.
Pizza. I think it might be pizza and also possibly a Philly cheesesteak sub.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I'm not making either of those. That's called from my chest freezer in the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm cooking the other shit though.
Yeah.
Chicken, special potatoes, and some kind of a vegetable.
Special.
And
not broccoli.
No, it won't be broccoli.
Not asparagus.
No. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a salad.
Okay.
A nice cream.
I'm like, not broccoli, not asparagus, not Brussels sprouts.
She pretty much took everything out other than green beans and corn and cauliflower.
I'll take green beans or corn or carrots.
So cauliflower is out too then.
I'll take cauliflower.
All right. So I'm going to do a salad. And I make a nice garlic bread that's out of whole wheat bread that I have. And it's going to be phenomenal.
I can't wait.
I am so excited to cook and entertain at my house up in the buck to nowhere.
Buck fucking nowhere.
I made up those buck tooth things.
You did. But what do you do when you buck tooth?
I don't know what it is, but I'm going to go with it. It's a buck tooth nowhere. Do you guys like it? Don't snore. What the hell am I trying to say there?
You want butt fucking nowhere.
Yeah, that's what I want. But
where you live.
I'm gonna say buck tooth.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. It makes it even better because it's my way.
Oh my god.
Oh, depending on the weather, we might be able to eat outside. On my patio.
I want to eat on the patio.
It's nice. You saw it.
I did. I want to eat out there.
Mm-hmm. It's really nice. And I'll even put the rest of the actual cushions out there that I keep hidden in the spare room. It's fucking windy out there.
I know. It's windy here.
And it's going to blow my shit away.
He's blowing all of our shit away. All of our chairs on the deck keep getting blowed off.
My chairs aren't blowing away. It's the cushions on them.
Oh.
So the cushions
can
that aren't.
Can you tie them?
Well, the ones that are tied, I don't take in.
Oh.
And the ones that don't tie. So I have special little throw pillows to put on the little glider. And then there's a really nice little back cushion that goes on each of my chairs, but they don't have a tie. Mm. So, yeah, they come in. Sorry. But they might come out on Thursday. I'm excited
nice,
for that.
Nice, nice, nice.
And I think it's going to be another Ascent night.
Oh, yay.
See, now I have like four cases
I haven't picked up my club yet.
I would have done it. If I go in there this weekend and you haven't done it, I'll pick it up.
Okay. I'll try to remember. I'll let you know.
I literally have wine tasted there every weekend this month. don't know. Oh, and last month too. Oh,
I love them so much.
It's been like 3 weeks in a row that I've wine tasted there.
I love them.
I haven't seen Karen though.
Doesn't she only work on a certain day?
It's only 6 days a month.
What?
Yeah.
Karen.
And I don't know how often Austin's there because the last time it was the same lady twice. I'm not going to bash her because she was okay. She's not Karen. She's not Austin. Oh. I know.
Okay.
She wasn't bad though. Like, she wasn't good enough for me to learn her name. She wasn't bad enough for me to learn her name either.
Oh,
does that make sense?
Yeah.
If you're really bad, I learn your name so I can be a bitch about you. So she was basically
average.
She did okay.
Okay.
She was younger. I don't think it's okay to take phone calls while you're working with people.
No.
But she kept
That's a no-no.
She kept my wine glass full.
Okay, well, you know what? That's good.
And she opened a set wines for me for my tasting.
That's good, though.
Which I should be, because we are Ascent members.
So, fill that up, bitch.
Pretty much.
Fill it up.
So, oh, we got Mother's Day this weekend.
Oh, it is Mother's Day.
What are you doing?
I have no idea.
You're just waiting for them to surprise you?
I'm waiting for the surprise.
So, because I'm not a mom, but I am technically a mom of 19... animals.
You're a furry mom.
Furry mom slash second mom. Second mom. Yes. So I made reservations for myself at the Rivertop Bar and Grill.
On Sunday. Are you going to be home?
They do a brunch.
Are you going to be home?
I should be home on Sunday. Why wouldn't I be home on Sunday?
Are you going over on Saturday?
No. That's next week.
Oh! Okay.
Yeah. So that's the 18th.
Sorry, I've got my weekends mixed up.
That's okay. So I go on the 18th for the funeral.
Okay.
I will be home. So the 11th.
The 11th are going to Robin's.
The 11th is Robin's in the evening. The 11th in the morning is breakfast with my mother.
What? Why?
Well, it's not on Mother's Day. Because Heidi asked if we can go do something. And so we're going to take her to breakfast and be done with it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. I am too.
Sorry.
It's okay.
So, in case you didn't catch that.
We haven't really talked about her much
on here.
We don't
like Heather's mom.
Much.
For various reasons that we're not going to go into right now because it's a long-ass story.
But there's a chance in the future, long future, way out. We're talking 5 years when you guys make us rich.
Yeah, once we get a Patreon page and we're getting tons of donations, we'll dive into Heather's mom.
Drama.
Because it is
deep. It's deep.
It's deep and far-reaching and fucked up. It's a
little horrendous.
It's a little fucked up.
Yeah, I would say fucked up.
Yeah,
it's fucked up.
Anyways, that sucks. I'm sorry that you have to.
It's okay, but it's on Mother's Day.
But it's not on Mother's Day.
No. So, my husband feels like I should be celebrated on Mother's Day.
You should be.
Because I am a mother of 19 fur babies and one second child, as she calls herself. I don't know how that works as me, as I being the second child. I get the second mother, but the second child's odd.
Yeah.
But I go with it. Then, like most husbands should know, we take the role of their fucking moms. When we marry them.
True.
We may not. I mean, we do things that they're. We actually are bonus moms because we do things their moms don't do and they should never do.
Yeah.
But we feed them. We clothe them. We take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
We help. We
make them special enchilada recipes.
Oh, fuck
yeah. On their birthdays.
Yeah. It's what Kobe did for her hubby's birthday, which I felt so bad that I didn't do much for that day. I mean, I bought him a gift. Yeah. But I didn't do anything that day because I was... And I had it on my calendar. I had it on my phone. But I was in this weird depression mode that day. And I just... I didn't do it, Kobe.
That's okay.
And I felt bad.
He got special enchiladas?
He did. Which and I bought him a good gift.
You did. You got an amazing gift.
I bought him 2 tickets for him and Kobe. Better be damn Kobe. To go to the Mariners game. I know,
he
game.
Was like, do you want to go? I'm like, fuck yeah, I want to go.
You're going to take Kobe. I almost wrote your name on the ticket. Because I had the tickets mailed. Well,
and now, so Heather bought him tickets to the Mariners
game. Oh yeah, I didn't say where it was
going. He loves the Seattle Mariners. He loves baseball, and I do
he
too.
He does.
So Heather bought him tickets to the Mariner game, and my dad also bought him tickets to a different Mariner game. Which
we knew
game.
That.
Yes,
we knew that before we did it.
My son then, on Sunday, gave him a Mariner jersey. A real, authentic jersey.
Are you kidding me? You didn't tell me that. I'm hearing this for the first time right now, you guys. Oh, my God. If you can see my mouth, it's, like, wide open.
It's so awesome. So he gets to wear his awesome jersey.
Now, who is the jersey for? Do I know the player?
It's Gonzalez. So it's a pitcher. It's Gonzalez. I'm sorry. You don't know any of these people. I'm going to have to, like, educate you in some baseball shit because you're, like, sorely missing.
Yes.
So, Marco Gonzalez.
Good pitcher, huh?
Good pitcher.
Fantastic.
Used to play for the Apple Sox in Wenatchee.
That's a cool jersey to get then.
So, yeah. And I actually met him. He was at Pybus, and I have a picture with him. Picture. There's another one.
God damn it.
Marco Gonzalez. Pitches for the Mariners.
Oh, my God.
And I have my picture with him.
Guys, we have four candies, and I don't know what the pitcher was for. God damn it. Pitcher.
So, anywho.
Oh, we'll be listening. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anywho, very excited about going to the game.
Well, that's two games.
Two games.
And then I also did parking.
Yes, that's
therefore,
huge.
Therefore, you don't have to pay for the parking or figure out the parking.
The parking situation.
Now, if you pay for the parking, do they have the spot saved for you?
No.
Because you paid for
did
it?
Did you remember when we parked in the Mariner lot?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I mean, barely. We had flasks of hard alcohol that day.
I had that huge thing of tequila.
Kobe was wasted before he hit the front gate.
I was wasted.
I can't say I was much behind her because I think I was right there with her.
We were obnoxious assholes that whole time.
I got a free blanket and a bunch of bobbleheads.
You had somebody's leftover nasty blanket is what you had.
You know what the worst thing was is that we went to another thing with Kobe and I tried to get her to cover up the blanket. She's like, wait, you washed this since the Mariners game? I was like,
Oh, God.
It's been washed, like, many times now, but not at that point. It was not washed.
I don't
washed.
Want your nasty blanket you got off
How can you say it's nasty? It's for kids.
You got the floor of Safeco Field blanket.
But it was for the kids.
It was disgusting.
That the parents had to leave because we were swearing obnoxiously in front of them.
I don't know how many times my husband looked at me and went, can you just be quiet?
Now,
I'm like, what? He's like, you're screaming the F word. Like, oh, I am? Like, I didn't even know. Like,
well, the F word isn't really a swear word. It's just a descriptive word. An adjective. Is that an adjective?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm so good at grammar. Yes. Good me. Okay, adjective. It's just an adjective.
Yeah. So, yeah. We shouldn't drink that much before going into the Mariner game.
I don't think we should drink that much. That often.
It was a good game, though. There was a
oh my
home
god, it was so good. And we had our bowls.
We had our bowls of nachos that Heather spilled and then ate off the ground. That was awesome.
I didn't touch the floor. She always doesn't say that part of it, you guys. I only ate the nachos that were not touching the floor. They were up, elevated, off the floor.
It was gross. I have a picture of that, too.
Somewhere. We don't have another candy to put that
God
in.
God damn it. Okay.
We don't need to put the nacho eating.
We need to stop now because we're like picture overload at this point. So.
Kobe, we're at an hour. We're not picture overloaded. We're like overloaded, period.
Sorry, we're overloaded. You know what? We got off track.
Wait, we talked
surprise,
about summer.
Surprise.
Bucket list. We did do that fully.
Summer bucket list. And our obscure news item, which will be a weekly
Oh, yes. I'm excited for that.
Weekly obscure news.
Yes. You ever have any obscure news that you want to do? Or fucked up news?
Yeah. Fucked up news.
Text us. Email. Well, you can't text us. We don't give you your phone numbers yet. but you can email us.
You can message us on Facebook.
Oh, message us. You can even comment that shit on Instagram. We don't care.
You can. So I'm going to just lay this out right now in case anyone doesn't know how to reach us. JethersRandomStuff@yahoo.com.
Oh, yes. Please do that.
JethersRandomStuff.com, our website.
Yes, please.
JethersRandomStuff on Facebook. JethersRandomStuff on Instagram. You can download our podcast
from many places.
Google Play, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and there's one other one.
Spotify. I got it.
And there's one other one that does transcripts of all of our episodes.
That's pretty amazing right there.
That I can't remember right now.
Oh, wait. For Jeff, Kobe's boobs look amazing tonight.
My brother, who
I love you,
who is on a trip to Florida right now.
Yes.
And that I have to pick up at midnight tomorrow night.
Doesn't that suck ass to be Kobe?
By the time this podcast comes out, I'll already have picked him up.
Yes.
And be over the midnight thing.
So, hey, like us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. If you're an iTunes account, which most, I'm assuming almost 99.9% of you are iTunes people because you love your iPhones.
Yeah, come on, people. Stop being lazy. Go give us 5 stars.
It takes you maybe 1 minute of your day to give us 5 stars, and then we might be able to, I don't know.
We're going to launch this shit.
We can launch it, and actually, people other than 7 of you will know us.
We love you. So go do it. We love you.
Yes.
Thank you to all of our amazing supporters. And
We have the gifts done. Kobe completed the gifts. They will be handed out this week.
Yes, the gifts is actually been completed for like a month, but I keep forgetting to show them to Heather. So,
and I had to approve of them because I didn't make them, and I have no crafting at all.
So she approved. So
I approved.
We're gonna pass those out. So anyone else that wants a gift, you better fucking email us.
Don't worry, they're not blood rocks. We love you.
Love you. Sorry, everybody. We went a little long. Have a good week. Bye. Love you.
Peace.